The vector board is 6.5 inches long, just long enough to fit inside the length of the 209's case. With the case's back and sides removed, and viewing with the connectors up, the upper section of the board is 2.125 inches square and its right edge is nearly against the right side of the case. The center section of the board is slightly less than an inch wide. The lower section of the board is also 2.125 inches square and extends to the left of center opposite the upper square section. The upper section carries the op-amp and associated parts while the 556 and its components are strung out down the skinny center. The lower square of the board carries the speaker. Because it is a close fit, position the board between the battery holders. We also suggest making the board and brackets, shown in figure 4, and then fitting them into the case, making sure that the board passes between the installed batteries before you do the wiring. The upper L bracket is held by one screw that also secures the SO239 antenna connector. This bracket must be filed a bit to fit around the insulator of the connector. The lower bracket is the width of the board's lower square and carries two number 4 machine bolts on each side, two holding it to the case and two holding the board to the bracket. We drilled sound holes in the back panel of the removable piece of the cabinet, positioned adjacent to the loudspeaker. It seems wise to put a business card or other handy insulator between the speaker's magnet and the analyzer's board to avoid shorts. The frequency counter is kept external to the analyzer, connecting it only through a short RCA cable. This leaves the counter available for other uses and reduces the difficulties in modifying the 209.